From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian media are reporting at least 235 worshippers at a northern Sinai mosque were killed when Islamic militants sprayed them with gunfire. We get that story now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Frightened residents fled the center of the town of Bir al-Abed after Islamic militants fired on people both inside and outside the Rauda Mosque. Scores of bodies were strewn across the mosque's carpeted floor. A man claiming to have been inside the mosque during the attack told Arab media that militants in four-wheel drive vehicles opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals in nearby Arish. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
President Trump has told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. Turkey's foreign minister had said Mr. Trump made the comment after speaking by phone with Mr. Erdogan. White House says the two leaders also discussed the purchase of military equipment from the United States by Turkey. Ankara considers the YPG a terrorist organization linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party in Turkey. The PKK has been fighting Turkey since 1984 in a conflict that has left more than 40,000 people dead. The United States sees the Syrian Kurds as the best fighting force in battling the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's first new leader in nearly four decades has been sworn in. President Emmerson Mnangagwa says power in a nation left deeply scarred by 37 years of rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned Tuesday under intense pressure from the military and the ruling party. Mnangagwa took office with a promise.
I, Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, swear that as President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe.
The new Zimbabwean leader says they will need help to come out of from under its international debts and get back on its feet. Mnangagwa will serve for the remainder of Mugabe's term, which is slated to end in mid-2018. After elections, the new president has promised to be democratic. Spanish officials are telling VOA covert attempts by Russia to support Catalonia's bid for independence from Spain, using disinformation and cyber attacks to support separatists, may be part of a long-term strategy to penetrate and gain control not only of Spain's wealthy northeastern region, but other parts of Europe. Russian is denying the allegations. London police found no casualties after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police brutally responded as the incident, thinking that it might be terror-related. Videos posted on social media showed a rush of people leaving the subway system. Papua New Guinea police returned to a shuttered Australian-run detention complex on Manus Island. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting now, it is a major operation to clear out asylum seekers.
Authority is determined to clear the holdouts who've been refusing to leave the closed facility for more than 3 weeks.
You are no longer legally residing at the centre.
The camp has been sealed off to stop supplies coming in. Asylum seekers could be seen loading their belongings onto a truck as buses continued to take them away to transit centres elsewhere on the island. More than 300 asylum seekers had been refusing to go to the new accommodation, saying they risk being resettled in Papua New Guinea or another developing nation, while fearing they'll be attacked by locals who don't want them there.
That is Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.